if you can find me a hot chef, it is done.
What do I get?
Oh, the seriousness in his face,
you get to
you
be the maid of honor at the reception. Okay. Or,
and maybe get your stylist friends for life to help me.
Done.
Okay, let's do it.
Done.
I'm going to get you a hot
best friend Trey, will you help Miranda for the rest of her life? For free. He said yes. Okay,
okay,
done.
Perfect. We're doing
me a
this.
Husband. I got you, Trey.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time.
Tea Time.
Today on the pod, we have someone who
we both know.
Oh, we both know
who
very
well.
Who we
both
see out and about on the town. Mm-hmm. Who is probably one of the most beautiful,
gorgeous,
most handsome people I've ever seen in my life.
And did you know?
No joke.
Did you know that he was the first openly gay reality star in the history of television?
As a matter of fact, I did. And if you don't know who we're talking about, well, sorry, it's Karamo Brown.
Thank you, Miranda. Can I give a hug?
Yes.
Thank you, yes. Mama.
It's true.
I appreciate that.
The face card is real.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So is y'all's. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. Thanks. I like how we're also kind of twinning.
We are twinning today.
I love a Canadian tuxedo.
Me too. It's the easiest thing to put on.
Oh, and it's just like effortless and chic and cute no matter what.
I don't have fashion sense, and so people dress me. But if I'm left
gay.
If I'm left to my own devices, I would be in sweats and a t-shirt and an LA hat every single day.
So you dress straight, but your heart's gay?
My heart's gay.
That's fair.
Yes.
And also, isn't that totally, like, the fact that you're on Queer Eye for the straight guy, don't you have to have fashion sense?
They say that, girl, but I ain't got none. Okay, that's what they say.
He does the cultural side.
I know, exactly.
I know.
You need some mental health help, girl. I got you, girl. But the other stuff, it ain't happening.
Damn. So you could be not a contestant, but a participant.
I could. They have to come in my closet and revamp the whole thing. It ain't happening.
Crazy.
Have you always been that way?
Always. The problem is that my best friend, who's here today, you met him. Best friend Trey is like the most best dressed man I've ever met. Mm. It could be 104 degrees out and he will be in a shoe and a shirt and a thing that I've never seen and it all goes. And so somewhere around 18 years old, I was like, you know what? That's your thing. I'm going to find something else. I'm not trying to compete with that, girl. You know.
Yeah.
No, instead I'm just going to go on television.
Yeah, I'm going on television. And... okay. You be fine and fashionable and cute as hell. I'm going to go on TV.
Yeah, it works. Raven did compliment his shoes immediately.
Oh, immediately. Those
like,
shoes. Every time. He always comes. There's not a day. And when he says I'm a dress down, it makes me even madder.
Yeah.
Because then it'd be like still a full outfit. And I'd be like, bitch, my sweats have holes in them. And you're like, I thought we were dressing down today. Like, why are you with something cute?
You sound like me. That's how I am. I feel like some people have the eye and they literally understand what looks good on their body, how to put the pieces together. And then there are people like me and you who just have no fucking idea. So then we have like the uniform.
Yes.
Because you have the thing that you know you feel good in. Because, like, you look good, you can go on TV, you can go on a podcast, but you don't have to worry about anything else. But you're not, like, exploring or taking fashion risks.
That is literally why people are like, why do you have 100 LA hats? Because I'm like, I put on a hat, I put on a t-shirt, and I put on jeans.
Yeah.
It's cute.
And you can go.
It's a rich person's uniform, though.
Yeah, did you just call me rich? Come on!
But that is, if you see, like, these really, really rich people
on
the streets, it's a baseball cap, a dirty tee.
No, really rich people do not look like rich people.
They don't dress. They don't.
No.
They do not. Let's talk about your richness. You've had so many shows. You are such a light for the community when it comes to just expressing yourself and letting others express themselves. Mm. You're obviously on a show called Queer Eye. That's fantastic.
10th season.
I mean, woohoo, honey, syndication.
Yeah.
My question to you is, if you had to have those guys come into your life, what's the area of your life that's just literally falling apart and you need help with, other than your clothing?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's Tan France. I need him all day long. And even when we shoot the show, I walk in the trailer and the first thing I say is, do I look okay?
Oh, wow.
And if I don't, he'll zhit something up. That's
cute.
The truth.
That's nice.
The person whose help I need, I guess it would be food, because outside of dressing, Uber Eats is my best friend.
Interesting.
They should have dropped me a coin for a sponsorship, how much I shout them out and how much.
Did you hear that?
Uber Eats.
Did you hear that?
We all need you.
Okay, we all need you.
We all need
It's because I know how to cook. The problem was that I'm the youngest of four sisters, and the men in my family cook. And my father used to make this comment, where he would say, when you grow up, I don't want you depending on a woman to cook or clean for you.
Oh,
so you need to learn now. And it backfired on his ass because I did not. I did not need a woman to depend on. Like,
you're that's waiting for a man to
exactly,
depend on.
Exactly.
That's okay. We have to find you a hot chef to marry.
If you can find me a hot chef, it is done.
What do I get?
Oh, the seriousness in his face.
You get to
you
be the maid of honor at the reception. Okay. Or,
and maybe get your stylist friends for life to help me.
Done.
Okay, let's do it.
Done.
I'm going to get you a hot
best friend
chef.
Trey, will you help Miranda for the rest of her life? For free? He said yes. Okay, done.
We're
you
doing
your
this.
Husband, I got you, Trey.
Okay, I'm going to get to work. I fancy myself a matchmaker. Hot chef is coming in.
I'm down.
Do I have like any kind of rules and regulations? Like, are we looking for a certain age, color?
For age, I do like someone between the ages of 39 youngest.
Okay.
50 old. Okay. I've always been
but
like,
Reed's like cute as fuck.
Yeah, Reed's like, cute. Yeah, Reed's cute. I don't like, I've never liked young. Like, okay. You know my ex Raven. Yes. So I always like a little bit older. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Daddy issues.
Understood. Understood.
Silver yeah. Foxes.
And, exactly.
I mean, what else?
I do like anyone who is 5'10 to 6'3.
So no short kings.
No short kings. I mean, I could do a short king, but
I've does never... he have to pick you up or can you pick him up?
No, I would have to pick him up.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say short kings. I'm not opposed to any race. I've dated every race.
Okay.
Let me see. I don't. That's it.
And
I'm not that picky.
Obviously, gets along well with your kids.
Yeah, gets along well with my kids. Yeah. But now my kids are grown. So
that doesn't not as big.
Yeah,
a
because they my there's a dude I was dating after I just got my last relationship, and the kids came over and they were like, "What's up, man?" And then like, you know, it's like because my oldest son is 28, about to be 29. So you know, I'm dating a guy who's 41. Mm-hmm. There's not that far of an age difference. Yeah. So he's like, "What's up, man? I'm never gonna call you dad." So you know, like he's
love
like,
that.
"Hey, you know what I mean?"
Okay.
But they also they need to want to get married. They want to have kids, and they because I wouldn't mind a little.
You
girl.
You want more kids?
I wouldn't mind a little girl.
Okay. So I need to find a hot chef who's at least 5'10, who's 39, who's open to kids. And
this is why I'm single. When I hear it out loud, when I hear it played back to me, I'm always like, why can't I find anybody? And then
we're going to need to get Seema from Mumbai for you right
exactly.
now.
Hilarious. No, we start with the wish list and then we're going to just put it out there and we're going to do this.
Okay,
I am on a mission
perfect.
Because I want a style upgrade.
Well,
so I'm fully invested.
Oh, big thing is, I'm sorry to cut you off, Raven. They got to love music and love to dance. Because I will find myself at any moment in the day listening to music and dancing.
Oh, I love
any
that.
Moment. So
are you a good dancer?
To. I am. I'm a great dancer. But they don't have to be a good dancer. I like to just like be in the kitchen and then we just start two-stepping.
I love that.
Or in the middle of the grocery store aisle. And if the song is cute, mm-hmm. we're in there twerking together.
I love that.
So that's, you know.
We had an interesting experience the other day at a birthday party where Raven decided to teach me how to dance. And she had me finding the beat, but all from up here, not down here. Because apparently I do like the white woman wiggle. And I just
No,
like,
it's not the white woman wiggle.
No?
It's the hula hoop.
That's
the hula hoop.
That is it's kind of the white woman wiggle. Okay. I mean, that is. The hula hoop is pretty like.
So you just do this. You just do it. Yeah, okay.
This
yeah.
is my wife
like,
right here.
A little bit of this. A little bit of this.
Wait, I just want to ask with this person that we're going to find you,
yes.
Do you also need to know their credit scores on the first date like you did one of your exes?
How you knew that?
What happened?
Okay, you researched.
It wasn't me. It was Laura.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Yes, thank you, Laura. So I'm like, how you know that?
We know everything about you.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Because now I'm to be real with you, I'm in my trick season.
Yes.
I'm really in my trick season. You're talking about my riches, girl. Like I'm in my trick season. I don't need you to come with no coins. I will.
Really?
You don't have to pay a bill, and I'm fine with it. Like it ain't tricking if you got it, girl. And so I don't need you to pay a bill. You ain't gotta have no credit.
You just have to make sure that I'm taken care of at home at every
You cooking. You cooking, okay? As long as you want to cook, I'm going to pay every single bill and not question it. Never throw it in your face. Never hold
I
above
love
you.
This.
You do what you gotta do.
The comments are gonna blow up. You're gonna have so many dates down below.
Listen, come with it. I'm ready. Listen, I'm telling you, somebody gonna put me on a reality show and make me a bachelor because I'm ready for love. I'm telling you.
Oh my God,
listen.
Yes. I love this for you.
You know, we have a reality show that we're taking out to
shopping.
The town these days.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you about it off camera.
Yeah.
I've come up with it, but you could be on that show.
Oh my God, he totally
he
could
totally
be on that
could.
Show.
Add me to the deck.
Oh my God,
add
you
me to
add
the,
to the
I
deck.
I don't even know what it is. I like a check, okay? You said earlier that I keep a job.
Check.
It's because I say yes to this. So
period.
I don't even know what it is.
I'm in my yes season too.
Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes like coined that. She said there was a year where she was just like yes to everything and then she got like a $1 zillion deal with Netflix. So
it's
we say
real.
Yes to everything.
It's real. It's real. Yeah. People will be like overthinking stuff and then all of a sudden they'll find themselves missing out on opportunities. I'm like, yeah, put me in the deck.
Yeah.
Because as we know how Hollywood goes, it might get picked up, it might not, and it might be 12 12 seasons, it might be one. Exactly. So, girl, either way, I'm going to be with one season, 12 seasons, or we not, we did. You know, like, so do it. Put me in there. I'm ready.
We already fully understand that the show is going to be picked up and it's going to have multiple seasons. So, let's go. We all just got a whole lot richer.
Yes.
So, before we started, Raven was, like, messing with my nipple.
Yeah.
If you remember.
I do remember.
And I know that you said, go ahead, babes. She understands I'm cold from just this one nipple. You don't understand men's nipples.
I don't get it.
Uh-uh.
Why don't you, can you explain why it's weird?
Why?
What do you do with nipples? Like, every time, like, I had a guy that was like, squeeze my nipples in here, like, turn it. I'm like, girl, this is too much work. And then, like, I had another one. Trey knows about this guy. You remember the one that was like, I had to suck on his nipple? Like, that was what, like, made him orgasm. My publicist is gagging over it. But, like, it was like, I know how to make myself orgasm. So, right. I'm like, I'm there. Yeah. And he was like, suck on my nipple for like an hour. Yeah. And I was like, girl, who? Yeah. I don't have time. What are we doing?
He's like reliving some childhood trauma, like breastfeeding. Like,
exactly.
And like, I had a guy like that once.
Suck on my nipple for an hour?
It wasn't. So he wanted to spit. He liked like liquid there.
On the nipple.
On the nipple. And I was just like, this is so fucking weird.
Weird.
It's very weird, but I will say this, and for all of the scientists and like people who know about what I'm about to say, more educated than I am, put it in the comments. But I heard that like you men have nipples because we're all one sex while we're in the womb, and then eventually we change into it. So what you want to see is like just a flat chest, hair, no hair?
Hair.
Hair, no nips.
No nips.
What about an areola?
Go, sure.
Just
sure.
Not the.
Just.
I don't need this. I don't need this.
So you just want a large freckle.
Freckle is cute for me. It works. A large freckle is cute for me. That's all I need.
They're cute.
Yeah. They make no sense on us. Like you just said, it makes no sense on us.
It doesn't.
I want. Can a. I'm going to sound so stupid, but I wonder if a man can lactate. No, because he doesn't have mammary glands.
He doesn't have mammary glands. No. But it definitely has to connect to something, because when you squeeze a nipple, it is a part of the nervous system in some way.
In some people.
That'll make a
girl,
little
taint. Girl, you squeeze this, and I'm like...
You don't feel nothing?
Nothing. Oh, nothing.
That's fair.
Nothing. Do you feel something?
Huh?
Men can lactate.
I knew men could lactate. See, I'm not stupid, you guys.
No one
I'm having a conversation with myself right now. You're not stupid, Miranda.
So I want to go back. When we talk about that list. When we talk about that list of men... I do not want a man
with
that
nipples.
Non-lactating man
is now on that list.
Yeah.
This is what happens. My OCD works is now every man I go up to now and be like, do you lactate? Now you done effed me up, girl. You have no idea.
Just buying Band-Aids. Buying Band-Aids, all of it, man.
Oh my God, hilarious.
That's funny.
The first thing you have to do is go have like nipplectomies
exactly.
on your first date. No, I don't really have sensitive nipples either, which is why I was able to get my nipples pierced.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got one nipple pierced. But
is
I remember,
that the one that always goes hard?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. And I remember going with my girlfriend and not my romantic girlfriend, my friend.
Yeah.
And she was like, she had to take painkillers and numb her boobs and everything to get them pierced. And I was like,
yeah, why?
Because she liked how it looked, but she was afraid of the pain. But I just, I don't know. I don't have sensitivity there. Yeah. Fun facts.
I have a question, kind of off topic, but just like switching it up a little bit. How do you feel about the pronouns in our world today?
I love them.
You love all of them?
I do.
Even the Z's and Z's and fairies?
Let me tell you why.
Tell me.
This is the reason why. And this is my sincere. Mm-hmm. And it really, my opinion was really formed out of the fact that I had to cuss a lot of gay men out.
That's fair.
Because, like, if I didn't have to cuss so many gay men out, my opinion might have been different. But the thing is, I get so many gay men that I see, like, at the club, and they're like, I'm not calling you this. I'm like, bitch, if you can't respect somebody in our community, girl, then how are we going to expect?
That's fair.
Somebody else. And so what happened to me at this point, I'm like, it don't kill me to call you what you want.
Okay,
it don't kill me. And so for me, I'm like, if that's what you need to feel whole, to feel authentic, let's go for it. You know what I mean? Because like when I see these people who are talking about like, I'm pronouns, I that. But then when they get their dog, they're like, isn't she so cute? You know what I mean? I'm like, girl, you worried about that dog's your animal's pronoun, but a person. So I'm just like, it is totally fine. Like call somebody what they want. It's not going to hurt you. You're going to move on with your life.
That's beautiful.
And that's just my opinion. And I really, I wish that for me, for my community, I wish more gay men could get that, because I'm so tired of them being like, I'm not calling them them. I'd be like, well, I'm going to call you a bitch then. Like, your new
the
pronoun.
The original new pronoun.
Okay, exactly.
It was the original extra pronoun.
Okay, that bitch.
That's your pronoun. That bitch.
So, yeah, I mean, I understand it. I love the she, they, them, he, but I'm okay with Z. I can understand that. But I think that, you know, I thank you for telling me your opinion, because mm-hmm. it's hard for me to grasp it sometimes.
What's your frustration or your...
That's what I was going to wonder.
Your issue with
My issue with it is it's so much too soon. And if you have... Like, let us get used to they-them first. Mm-hmm. Give us, like, 2 or 3 years, maybe 5 years with they-them. Then start adding in fairy and dragon and all of them. Because we have to deal with...
Not dragon.
I mean, dragon. The opposite has to be dragon. Or the fuck else is it gonna be? Fucking fairies. I love fairies. Anyway, I just feel like we're trying to convince the world to accept us. Uh-huh. And every single month we're dropping something new on them. And that's hard to absorb unless you have a outlook like you, who has been a part of people's lives and changing lives for so much. You want people to feel comfortable, but like people that aren't like you, it's hard to grasp.
But can I play Angel's Advocate for a second?
Oh, yes, Angel.
Oh, yeah, I don't trust the devil, so we're gonna play Angel's Advocate always, okay? Okay, but so here we go. So I understand your idea of like, let's pre-educate, let's give moments of time for you to catch up. Yeah. But what I know about history, and especially American history, is that no matter how much time you give someone to respect you and understand you, there's still going to be a large group that's going to say, I don't see you, I will never see you, I will not ever give you your rights. So knowing that history, me waiting on them to catch up, I'm never gonna get to be me. So I just need to give it and put it out there, and you catch up. That's sort of the space I'm in, especially at this last election. I'm so tired. Queer Eye, I'm gonna be real with you, Queer Eye made us these like very like, we're your wholesome gays. We're going to come into your house and everyone love us. And it made us feel like we have to always go to them and say like, oh my God, like, look at us. We're normal and all this stuff. And it used to piss me off. The rebel in me used to be like, bitch, I'm tired. And at this last election, I'm like, you over there ignorant? All right, I ain't got no time to teach you. You come, bring your ass over here when you're ready, because I'm going to live my life. And I'm going to make sure everybody over here is safe, and I'm going to make sure that we're good. And so for me, knowing that, like, think about all the stuff that you have ever done where you've been like, accept me, see me. And that internet and these ignorant people are going to still come against you.
I mean, always, right. Every time.
So I'm like, with that being said, live your life as your ZZ, fairy, dragon, whatever it is, girl. We're going to go with it. And if they can't catch up, they was going to hate on you anyway. So let me be the one to love you.
I see Thank both sides because That's what I'm saying. Raven and I have this conversation quite a bit, because it does really frustrate her. And I see that you also are expressing that from a space of feeling like we never get to be in this community. We're never taken seriously. There's so much that is changing so quickly, and then you're the brunt of every joke. But I sit on the same side of the fence with you in a lot of ways, where I'm like, people have to live in their authenticity. And there are going to be people who are going to kind of exploit or take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. But then there are people who truly are living in their truth. And I feel like every person has the right to do that. And the criticism and the judgment that's going to come from online or from the world.
Or from me.
or from Raven Simone is going to be constant, and you can't stop being yourself because of that.
Okay, fine. I publicly apologize for my feelings. Please don't cancel me.
You're allowed to have. I'm not.
You're allowed to have your feelings.
Exactly what I'm saying is everyone is entitled to their.
And if I can be honest with you, you sounded a lot better in expressing your point of view than a lot of the cis gay white men that sometimes I'm around that say they should. So I appreciate
it. Oh, yeah, it's not about, it's definitely not about you expressing yourself.
Yeah,
it's
I appreciate the way you even put it. But yeah, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Listen, if we can have Zay Zid, fairy, dragon, mole, then we could definitely have.
Mole?
I added another one because you said I can add whatever I want to, whatever I want to, goddammit. So then I think it should be more than just African-American. It should be Haitian. It should be Indian. It should be mixed. It should be Italian.
I agree.
It should be Caucasian.
I've been fighting this fight for longer because that census has never been right.
It's not right.
And people don't forget and don't realize that the way that the census, how it works is a distribution of funds and resources. And so when you just say it's put everybody in this, now you're missing a whole group of people who are not being seen, who are not getting the resources they need. So I agree with you. All that should be changed.
All of it should be changed. It shouldn't just be our culture, our community pushing forward and opening doors. Like, we need it everywhere. Thank you. I'm done.
No. Yeah.
No.
See, like I said, I love a Raven rant. We love a Raven rant. Okay. We love a Raven rant.
Go, baby. Rant.
Is that a new segment? Can you have a Raven rant at the end where you just rant? Please.
Honey.
I love a Raven
rant. My mommy's still alive. Okay. I can't do that.
Okay.
That's true. That's very true. Oh my gosh. So this rebel nature that you have.
Yeah.
Does it come because of your middle name?
It. bitch, who y'all research is all that, man.
But I mean, he's also educated, okay, which comes from his first name.
Yep. He's an educated rebel.
Y'all better. Okay.
He's so happy.
Which I live. Yes, so my first name means educated, my middle name means rebel, and
he's so cute. My
father gave us all names that he said that you have to live up to because he believes there's a lot in the name. And so it has made me rebellious. You know what I mean? Like when you start the introduction of like first openly gay man on reality television, it's because it was a time, as we know, where like yes. Brothers were scared to be themselves. Yeah. Sisters were scared to be themselves. And I just was like, fuck y'all. Girl, I'm going to be me, girl. I'm going to do it. Like, what's up? And I've always felt like me being rebellious is what pushed my career, my life forward. And it has made me successful. And anytime I have a conversation with people who are like, I'm scared to do this. I'm like, bitch, it's cute on this side. Come on this side, girl. You living your life. You find love, bitch. Mm-hmm. It's cute on this side.
It is.
It's real cute. Mm-hmm.
What is your middle name?
Kariga.
Kariga.
Karamo Kariga.
Both of us.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You also, I don't know if this is still true to you, but I did see something a while ago where you were talking about your faith.
Yeah.
And being, are you still religious?
So my religion is shifting, where I have had a problem identifying as Christian for some time now. And I used to be very proud to tell y'all, like, I'm a proud gay black Christian man. And then I just see such hate that is coming from organized religion.
Yeah.
And it's tearing me apart because I walk into these spaces where it should be about love and bringing people together, and it is doing the exact opposite.
It's been 100%. Doing that for a while, though.
It has been. And I think there was a large part of me that felt, if I just continue to go here, maybe I can change. And to go back to what we said before, I realized that even my presence in these spaces is not changing the book or the version of that book, because I always forget people, you know, this is a version. They're going to rewrite this in another 100 years for whatever they feel like they need to do to control people at that time. And so right now I'm just like, we're not going to change in that. I'm trying to say, hey, because every time I go in there, I try to have these conversations that are like, let's open up the dialogue. They're like, well, but the Bible says, the Bible used to also say, your ass should be a slave. Period. So girl, like, let's stop playing with me right now. And so it's shifting. It's shifting, and I'm happy that it's shifting.
Is it shifting to spirituality? Is it shifting to a private practice? Like, what?
It's definitely shifting to spirituality. Like, I still believe there has to be something that created it. This can't be by chance.
Right.
This is just so orchestrated, so beautifully. Everything has. This can't be by chance. You know, I understand the Big Bang, but there has to be
greater purpose or meaning behind it.
There has to be a greater purpose or meaning. But I think we've strayed so far to knowing what that is.
Yeah.
And we keep getting further and further away.
We were recently talking, Raven and I, about religion.
Yeah.
And this is going to be controversial, so everybody hold on to your hats.
Hold your hats, people.
I said to Raven that I think one of the biggest mental illnesses that people suffer from is religion.
I agree.
And this
is toxic religion.
This happened after we watched the documentary on Ruby Frankie. And if you don't know who Ruby Frankie is, she was a mommy vlogger who got massive amounts of fame.
She was huge.
She had six kids, and her channel was called Eight Passengers. And she's now in prison for 30 years because of child abuse. And everything that
she thought the demon was in her children.
She thought her children were the devil. And so these babies were on the brink of death. I mean, her 8-year-old son or whatever, he might have been a little older than 8, snuck out of this house.
He was.
And he was 8?
He was older than 8.
Oh, he was older than 8. And he was emaciated, and he had wounds all over him. He had been tied up. And basically, though, the extreme religion that this family was, they were from the Latter-day Saints, Mormons, was just, she believed her kids were the devil. And I mean, like, that, it was so horrific to see.
Toxic religious thought processes, to me, is the mental illness. Because there are some religious people within the Christian faith, within the scope of Jesus and God, that are not that.
Of course.
And we also want to give praise to those who keep the beauty that is the original.
Of course.
But then there are sections and sectors that tend to just saturate in toxicity, and it creates division. It creates hatred. It creates child abuse. Mm-hmm. It creates sex cults. It creates all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to the people who are actually studying and praising in a positive sense. You know what I mean? But I do, too, believe, like, when you go too far deep into one thing, not keeping your eyes open, especially in America and in our environment where there's so many religions playing with each other and you know, moving forward in society, we really have to be careful.
It's also people who take the Bible so literally. Think that that is truth, and therefore they're living in a world that is literally a gray zone in this black and white mentality themselves, and then making decisions and building their life around this text that they think is, again, the word of God, but in
fact, it's the world of Shakespeare.
Exactly. Seriously. Yeah. And that's why I always tell people, look at the version. People forget that. It says King James's version. This is Trump just came out with his Bible that he put out, and it says Trump's version.
Listen.
Like, people go, this is real. Like, he's selling his Bible.
I hope that's going to be in the Holiday Inns.
Okay.
Oh my God.
No, but I 100% agree with you. It's like, and that's where I'm at right now. But, you know, I like, even those who are not so caught up in the toxicity of it still are drinking the sauce. And that's what I'm seeing. Yeah. Because, like, I have family members who love me, who say they support me, and then in the same breath, I see them do or say certain things, and I'm like...
The hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. There's so much hypocrisy in religion.
I thought you were one of the good ones. And they're like, well, I am, but you know. It's the but you knows that kills me. But you know, the Bible does... But you know, and I'm like, okay, girl, okay. Y'all all gonna find out one day.
I've always been, like, anxious around organized religion, and then I went to this psychic who told me that I was a
prince. Why, baby, fall out? You don't go to the psychic too?
Nah, because I know my wife.
She knows the story I'm about to tell you, which is I went to this psychic who told me that I was a princess in a past life, and or a queen in a past life. Uh-huh. Yeah, she told me I was a queen in a past life, and that I probably had some negative interaction with a religious group. So then what I took that to mean was that I was a bad queen who was probably killed. Maybe I was a good queen who was killed, but I was doing things that people thought were bad because they were super religious.
Yeah.
And then they chopped my head off. This is what I've decided.
Because she can't put shirts over her head. It's too tight.
And I think they kept me in a tower for a long time because I'm very claustrophobic. So I think that that's why I don't like...
I live for your past life.
I know, right? It's so epic.
I live for your past life.
I live for it too. Did you say amen, babe?
I said praise be.
What was your past life, Raven?
Honey, I was a man.
Okay. I feel like I was a woman in my past life.
Period.
White woman.
This is the first time I was a
You are
female.
A white woman.
I was a white woman in my past life. I know it.
Right. Babe, what's your name?
I don't know her name, but I know she was everything. But she didn't like the fact that she didn't feel like she had some freedom. And she was like, I'm going to be a man. And then she was like, but I still want dick. And she's like, so I'm going to be a gay man.
Ooh.
And that's how I came. I know that. My past self put that in the universe.
And she was obsessed with skin.
Exactly.
And so you came back this time as a black man, so you got the best skin ever.
Yeah, bitch. She was plotting for my future. And I live for her. I don't know who she is, but thank you, past me.
I think I'm coming, next life, I think I'm coming back as like a hot gay black man.
Bitch, that's, it's a good life.
I think so.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It's a cute life, okay? Being a black gay man, bitch, it is cute.
Especially, I mean, like, if you look like you, yes.
Body tea, face tea.
Yes.
Education tea, girl.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready for the next life. Let's go. Okay,
let's
calm down.
I don't like this one. Okay, enjoy this one.
You a white woman in this one. You good.
Okay, you good.
You are okay.
What would you come back in your next life as?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh.
Okay.
She's over life.
She's like, done.
Yeah, she's like, I've lived life. I've lived enough.
I've done my numbers, and technically I'm in my ninth life. I really think I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I'm good. I had success and fame in this life. I know I was a man in another one. I know I've been in charge of people. I know I've been underneath people. I don't want to come back. I don't like the trajectory.
Okay, at this point, you're done.
I understand.
If there is more lives, I'm hoping this is the last one too. And it's not pessimistic. Like, it's not like I'm not suicidal or something. It's just like, I feel like I learned the lessons.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I learned it.
I do a lot of spiritual work. I do a lot of, like, Zen teachings. And I do a lot of just New Age teachings when it comes to just accepting the fact of the spirit that has been placed inside of my avatar. And so I'm just going to be like...
I would subscribe to the Raven Zen teachings. I want to let you know that. Put that online. I would subscribe. Tell me where the classes are in Burbank, bitch. I'm there.
Okay, let me start with Sherry's and we end with a blunt.
Okay, like, I'm there.
It's
Nine Perfect Strangers. It is Raven's, what's it called, mushroom retreat.
I love it.
You know what else is really fun to do in this life?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you.
What?
Is put your hand in that pot and tell us. Can you reach?
Yeah,
I can. I can reach. Can there I bring it, is. It a little
yeah,
bit forward?
Yeah,
can I bring it forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to pull it out.
By the
and
way,
then...
I have never put my hand in something, but I'm see, this is what my problem is in this life.
Yeah.
I'm just always like, sure. With your hands, I'm like,
no,
I didn't question
asked.
If there was like something
no hesitation.
In it.
No, you're no, amazing.
That's why you have success.
You're a rebel. Yeah. Don't read it just yet. Okay, just pull so it out it and keep it close. So Karma, tell us, what are we talking about today on Tea Time? Okay.
On Tea Time, we are talking about secrets.
Ooh. I got a secret.
Secrets, hey. Secrets are no fun. Secrets are for everyone.
Okay.
What do we...
Oh, he's ready.
I'm ready. Bitch, I love a secret. Let me tell you something. One of the beauties of like... So I'm Scorpio. I keep a secret.
You got a lot
well.
Of secrets.
I got a lot of secrets, but I keep people's secrets.
That's fair.
Part of it is because I don't have no memory. So if you tell me, most likely within a day... I've forgotten it.
Give me a high five.
That's literally forgotten my wife.
Best friends ever.
Best friend ever. I forgot it. Now, this is a hint for anybody. Not to go to back to my best friend, Trey. If he's around when you tell me the secret, bitch, he remembers every detail. He'll remember what you had on. And in 3 years, he's going to bring it up in detail about, well, bitch, you remember when you had said that you had did this? Me? Bitch,
gone.
Tell me today, girl. It's gone. Yeah.
So,
you were trying to say.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't remember shit. So
I am a rememberer for sure.
She's the elephant of the
but
family.
But you are good at keeping secrets.
Yes.
Because I forget them.
But even if you remember them.
But even if I remember them, I'm good.
I'm good because I know what it feels like to be. I know what
that's
it feels like
me,
to be.
Or have somebody tell my business. Yeah. So I always am like, I don't want to tell anybody else's business because if I do remember it, I don't want that feeling.
But I am also the person who'll tell your business without attaching your name to it. If I'm in a conversation and your secret pertains to the conversation I'm having.
Am I that way, Trey? Okay, I'm not.
Okay. But if it pertains to the conversation I'm having, I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I experienced something, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's cute.
The person's not around, but I don't ever tell who it connects to.
Yes.
But sometimes, I mean, here's what I believe. If somebody tells me a secret, I'm supposed to know that information on a higher level and a earth level.
Agreed.
I'm having a major problem. Hold on.
What happened?
I have
she's
no idea. I'm so
lips.
Uncomfortable. No. The,
yeah, the
oh, my God. Don't say that. That sounds... This. I'm sitting on a lip pillow.
Show what okay.
I can't even show now. She thinks I'm...
It's a lip pillow I'm looking
it's,
at.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
A lip, it's pillow. A lip pillow.
Oh, my God. Cut all that out. Go ahead. Back
no,
to
we're not cutting it out. But I do believe that, you know, when you talk to people, even in a podcast that's like a scheduled conversation, we're going to learn things from people.
Of course.
We're going to learn, and I'm going to take them with me and hopefully... move forward in my education.
Yeah.
And when I learn a secret, that lesson that you're telling me or what you experienced might help me in the future as well. And I keep my mouth shut because, as some of you know, my parents read my diary when I was 13 years old and I was on punishment. I'm sorry,
super
12 years old and I was on punishment for a whole entire year.
Wow.
And
what was you writing about at 12, girl?
I'm writing a book about it.
Oh, bitch, I cannot wait for that book.
I'm writing a memoir
Ooh.
About it. And I felt violated from the person who told my father that they found my diary.
Yeah.
And I never trusted that person again,
yeah,
truly.
Of course, yeah.
And so I know what it feels like. And I would never do that to anybody. But I will tell you about yourself when you tell me your secret and it's stupid as fuck.
Oh, I'm going to tell somebody about themselves. Yeah. I am the friend that's going to tell you, like, bitch, you know you're kind of dumb for that.
Exactly.
Or, like, maybe that's how you can grow from that. That I will always be.
I will always do that.
I also think there is a difference between a secret and privacy. And what happened to you with a diary specifically was a true invasion of your privacy.
Yeah.
And a secret is intentional withholding. And I think privacy is something that there's...
Now, my diary was a secret.
But you're... Okay, but that's an... Yeah, I mean, like, you had a... A diary is a designated place for you to write your thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm. And so it's maybe a secret, but it's also a private place. It's different than trying to, you know... consciously withhold information from somebody, which is more of a secret, which a secret is has a lot of negative connotations, but I think there are good secrets, like a surprise party, you know, that's
a secret
I'm going to
keep
versus like I'm cheating, that's a secret.
So in your youth growing up in your family dynamic, were there secrets allowed? I know, and I say that because in some cultures,
yeah,
family secrets are important to keep, and in some cultures They're not.
Oh, yeah, they'll talk about them. No, our culture, we were talking about it. Oh, okay. I mean, we weren't talking about them.
Right.
Secrets were held. People, we knew something was going on. There was a secret about paternity in our family that just was confirmed not to be true, that for the longest had been told a million and one times.
Oh, wow.
And the only reason that it was confirmed not to be true recently is because my ass was like, girl, can we talk about this now, girl? Because I'm in my 40s now, bitch. Let me find out. Is that your daddy? I need to know. And
I can't with you, yo.
It stirred up a lot of stuff because everybody was like pissed at me. And I was like, well, girl, y'all all been talking about this for 40 years. I was 7 and y'all were talking about this. Mm-hmm. So I need to know. And so, my family is that culture of like, keep the secret. Don't talk about it. Don't say this. Yeah. We had a family member that went to jail for something that wasn't even their fault. It was something that was, and no one in the family knew what was going on. And I was thinking like, what a disservice we're doing by keeping the secret when this person could use support.
Yes. Yeah.
From the rest of us. And instead of giving that person that support, we've now held this secret in because of our embarrassment. And now they went through this experience thinking no one cares and no one's there for them. And so I don't like secrets in that way.
I say often that secrets keep you sick. And it is really proven now psychologically that people who are holding secrets are in a whole lot more stress and a whole lot more torment mm-hmm. than people who can just express their truth.
This is why I told y'all when we came to the thing, I was like, y'all can ask me anything. I have nothing to hide. I'll tell y'all anything y'all want to go. We'll go down the path. We'll say anything. And this is also why I got a talk show, because honestly, one of the things is because I am nosy. And so nosy as hell, girl. I want to know everybody's secrets. And so, like, sometimes on my show, the producers will do what they do of talking to the guests, and then I'll go in there and be like, but girl, tell me.
Same. We'll talk about this off camera.
Like, what's going on, girl? Yeah. And then I don't say anything, but now once they're sitting in front of me, bitch, they know that I know the tea. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, is there anything else you feel like could help you really get through this?
You're a mess. Hilarious.
I'd be like, such a Scorpio. Is there anything you think that can help you grow in this moment? And then they'd be like, bitch. And then they tell their secret. And like you said, they're no longer sick. Yeah. They had growth. There's revelation. Yeah. There's breakthrough. You know what I mean? And luckily, I do use the scales to kind of help guide them up and like smack them up. Yeah. But girl, I'm good for doing that.
I mean, that's why you took Maury's job.
Amen, girl. I didn't want to take Maury's job, I can be real
First
with you.
First of all, I love Maury. So the fact that you were on that set and got to even be a part of the transition, I'm shitting myself. That was a secret to me.
Yes.
It was a secret, right?
It was, yeah.
So tell the secret.
When that happened, I was like, this is an opportunity, and this is no disrespect to Maury, because I actually really respect Maury. I will say there have been times on some of those shows where the healing wasn't there.
Correct.
There was a lot of like, let's just show what you're doing, let's show your business, and then you go off. And I don't hate on Maury for that, because it was a different time, mm-hmm. and we have different skill sets. But I'll tell you this, I do believe that whatever higher power there is for this life put me in this space, because majority of the people who are guests on daytime talk shows like mine that help real people are Black or queer people.
Most definitely.
All of them are Black or queer
people. Jerry Springer.
Black or queer. Mm-hmm. Black or queer. And now you have a Black queer man that sits in front of these people. And I'm like, so when I hear their stories, I see the trauma, I see the heartache, I see the healing that needs to happen. And yes, you can be messy, you can have a good time, but I promise you that it always comes to some point in my talk show where I'm like, okay, now we got to cut the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Now we got to get to the core, because you got to heal. Mm-hmm. Like, I need you to...
You want to help people.
Yeah, I'm like, I need you. No, you're not going, yes, we've done the like, boo, 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 rah, 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 mm-hmm. fuck you, girl, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, cute, you got it out? Okay, now what do we need to get to the next step for Beautiful. You to heal? Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm like, oh God, I saw your purpose. Like, now I see why you brought me over here to Connecticut mm-hmm. to be in Maury's stage. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay. Because like sometimes when we do this DNA test, like people will be like shocked and hurt and like whatever. And like, I always tell people where Maury's show stopped is where I start continuing.
Beautiful.
So like when somebody runs off, they're not running off my stage. They're coming right back so we can talk about, now what does this mean that you just learned the secret? What does it mean that you now have this? And I feel really proud. And we're going to season 4, girls, and the checks are coming.
Congratulations. All the checks.
Okay, all the checks. All the season checks. We're out of season 4. I told y'all, I'm tricking off whatever man come in my life.
Yes, you should.
Baby, where you at? I'm ready to trick you off. Where you at?
I can't
You want my Amex, baby? I got you.
Oh my God.
What you need? You got? You
Is
need
it
you?
Platinum or black?
It's platinum and black. I got both. I give the platinum one. I give to them.
I'm about to become a gay man. Okay.
The platinum I put on their name so they can have one of the platinum
ones. That's cute. And you take their credit.
Yeah.
So sweet.
No, I help the credit go up.
That's very kind. Because
they get all mine, so they got my credit. Because I give them I put an authorized user on my platinum.
Okay, we need to help you heal from this because you can't keep tricking like you mean it out here in these streets. But I need somebody to come and take care of you too.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I am surrounded. My three best friends I've had since I was 15 and 18. We've known each other for 25 years and have never separated. Never. Never, never, never. We've had no arguments in our life. And so I feel so taken care of and so loved that I'm like, let me take care of you, baby. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's cute.
You know what I mean? Like, I had a man, you know my ex,
yes,
that I was with for 10 years. He was probably the only man that I felt like equally took care of me. Mm. He was a gem.
He was emotionally there.
Emotionally. He cooked.
I know him.
You know him too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know.
You know him. So he was perfect. He is perfect. Well,
you know, you guys had your situation. And
oh, yeah, we grew apart, girl. No,
like
we needed that
interview.
Yeah,
no.
This reminiscing, right, was like, I want to get back together.
I was saying.
It's acknowledging the good.
It was acknowledging the good, yeah.
And the bad can be kept a secret.
Raven, you said you know the bad. Tell me the bad that you heard.
No, that's not my. Listen, I was kept a secret.
Tell me, girl. Raven, you said you were going to tell me.
Not on camera.
Why?
Because.
Okay, girl. I told you, I go anywhere.
Because I know I have his text messages, and I'm still trying to work with him because I love him. I'm never going to tell what he told me, boo. But I will say this, babes. I know you have a question next, but I just want to put this little kiki out here.
I love this, though. She's a real one. She said she ain't keeping it.
No. I've known Ian for too long.
Yeah.
All right, I'm saying his name. Hi, Ian.
Okay.
Ian.
We love you. I do want to say this.
DMing Ian the other day.
This has nothing to do with secrets. I just want your opinion, both of you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Go back to the early 90s.
Yes.
When Jerry Springer and Maury were popping.
Pop in.
There was no such thing as internet, and there was no such thing as, like, the comment section.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, close your eyes.
Okay.
You just finished an episode of Maury, or mostly Jerry Springer.
Yeah. You asked me what I'm going to eat. I'm going to be so pissed at you.
Shut up. Isn't the comment section the audience responses at the end of the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just moved from Jerry Springer's audience section to the comment section, you guys.
Yeah.
He literally is Instagram. He set it up.
He set it up.
You guys. So if you're ever mad at the people in the comments, you guys.
Blame Jerry Springer.
Oh, my God.
On the studio outside of the NBC studios, it's Maury's picture, my picture, and Jerry's picture.
Whoa.
I'm not joking.
Oh, my
Steve
God.
Wilco's
that's
picture.
Amazing.
That's a reverse Oreo right there.
Reverse Oreo right there. Right there.
So vanilla chocolate sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. That's what I talked about when I said that responsibility.
Yeah, it's a huge.
Like, I really do take this, all jokes aside, I take this, not to keep him reference from the best friend Trey, but because he's with me, he goes to work with me every day, he runs my career. And so I literally am at work and I will be like, I gotta change something, I gotta rectify it. Because I'd be like, I love those shows, I watch them all day long. But I'm like, I gotta do some damage control. I gotta do some, you know, whatever.
You gotta enlighten the situation.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? But those are some men. They like. I wish I could have their numbers on TV. Like that's the heyday of TV, baby.
Heyday. Oh my
gosh. I wish I could get their checks too.
Ooh, it was different.
Ooh, it was
different.
That money back then.
Don't make no damn sense.
Dude. No sense, girl. But I still got the money now.
He's
so
like
baby,
salivating
come on,
come for it. Oh my God, he's so excited.
Baby, where you at, baby?
Do you have a secret that now isn't a secret, but once upon a time was something that felt very secret?
Tiv.
It's a hard word.
So can I try it?
I mean, kind of. I told everyone that I was gay. I let them in when I was gay at 15. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of something. But like my, I have another best friend named Ray, and he, like, we used to be in school, and I used to be like, man, I would love to see that dude naked. And they all thought that they used to say I was wild, and they would think I was joking. They thought I was just like, they, you know, like. But I was like, no, I told y'all. I was telling y'all. So it was like an open secret. Mm-hmm. I think I've always had open secrets. I don't think I've ever had. I'm telling you, I've been an open book.
Mm. That's beautiful, babes. Have you had a secret that you had as a child that, as you grew up, it kind of dissipated and didn't turn into
which
anything?
One?
Yeah. So when I was in third grade, there was this do not touch section of our classroom where this traumatized me. My teacher had a do not touch section of our classroom, and it was like the museum, and she would bring in artifacts and things and put them there, and then we would like all just look at them and not touch.
Yeah.
And one day she brought in a snakeskin, a freshly shed snakeskin, and she put it down and it was still completely like in its form. And it was so delicate.
How'd she
like
get that?
I have no
that
fucking part. Idea.
Okay.
She went to Campbell Hall.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't at Campbell Hall for elementary school. Okay. I was at St. James. And she was an interesting woman. Anyway, so she brings it and it's like, we can't touch. I was fascinated by this thing. But if anyone is familiar with a snakeskin, it's like the thinnest paper. I mean, it like disintegrates in your hands. And so,
how does she keep it together? I'm sorry. I'm wrong question.
I don't know.
I'm like, what is this?
Listen, I don't know.
How she got all this shit and she keeping
very,
it together?
Very, okay. Very carefully. Recess happens. Everyone goes out to recess. And I went out to the yard, but then I came back into the classroom to get something I had forgotten. And the snakeskin was calling to me. And I just was like, no one was in there. Peer up and over. And I was like, I'm just going to just touch it for a second. And I touch the snakeskin and it just breaks into
she
like
touch the snakeskin because look at her hands. This is touching. You went to pick it up.
She
didn't.
I was like, I'm just going to hold the snakeskin. And I don't actually remember. I'm going to just touch it. Whatever, I fucking broke the snakeskin. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And I ran back. And we come back in from recess and my teacher is standing before the class and she says, the snakeskin is broken. Who touched it? And I remember I looked down at my nails and I thought, there's only 3 more years till I'm in 6th grade. And after 6th grade, I graduate and I don't go to the school anymore. Just keep the secret. And she made us all write standards, which are, you know, I don't know if you know what standards are, if anyone knows what standards are.
What are standards?
But it was when a sentence was written up on the board and you had to write that sentence
over and over. Oh, like in The Simpsons.
Like in The Simpsons.
As like punishment. And we all had to
do that. They really did that?
Yeah, in my school.
Oh, white people. Okay, yeah. I was like, I thought that was just a Bart Simpson thing. They made y'all sit at the board and really write a sentence over and over again?
Yeah, yeah.
I would have done that punishment in a heartbeat.
Her handwriting is amazing.
Bitch, I would have been like, oh, I just got to write on the board? Bitch, yeah, great. Sure. Like, okay, bitch, I'm going to fuck up again. Like,
no, it was just on a piece of paper over and over.
And it was on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Bitch, I got to be sitting at a desk?
Yeah.
I mean, that's cute. What?
Because they couldn't hit us. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I never told that secret until now.
Okay. I guess it was. Talking about, I used to be a kleptomaniac, but I told people about that.
Oh, I love that.
Oh. You talking about, yes, I was. Don't give a confirmation, Trey. Bitch, I hate. I used to steal all the time.
From where?
Everywhere. But I used to steal stupid shit, too.
Like before Winona or like after Winona?
Before, for sure.
Before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, originator.
Like, okay, yeah. Like, I used to go into, like, we had no money, so I would go. So this was my scam. This scam might still work for people today.
You're welcome.
Okay. Like, take a piece of paper out and write this down.
So
during the holidays, they get so many returns and stuff that department stores do not, like, put back on the sensors.
Yeah.
They usually just put things back out.
Oh.
So I would go in the morning and just watch as people make the returns. And then as they fold them and put them back up, I just put them into the bag.
Smart.
And, like, walk right out. And it wouldn't always be in my size because I'd get niggas gifts. And so
I was generous.
I'd be like, hey, I got you this. And it was like, because it didn't have a sensor on. I was like, oh, this could fit my sister, my auntie. Yeah. Girl, you got a new shirt.
Oh, and so nice. That's clever.
It was.
That also sounds like it takes a lot of work. I mean, you had to like get there early. You had to assess. You had to read the room.
It sounds like it took a lot of work, but it wasn't.
Oh.
I would just sit down on a bench and watch the returns. Like, it wasn't a lot of returns. And then the busy worker would just fold it up and I would put it in my bag and then sit back on my bench.
I love it.
More returns happened.
Because if I have a bag and it's full and I'm sitting on the bench, I'm not like a criminal. Y'all not looking like he's running.
Yeah.
Never got caught either.
Never got caught. Damn. I also used to steal 9-laters and Starburst and candy from the convenience store on my way to school and then sell it at school.
Yes, hustler.
Because I had no lunch money. I was on free or reduced lunch, and sometimes they had also the little cute section where you could buy like the cute stuff. But I had no money for the cute stuff, so I would sell the candy before lunch period by fourth period, and then.
But you were older sisters. They didn't beat your ass.
They none of them.
Wow.
No,
because they were getting them shirts.
They was wearing the shirts.
Exactly. And eating the candy.
They was wearing the shirts
happy.
And would take the money out of my backpack. They'd be like, where you get this $5 from? And I'd be like, oh, fine, it's yours now.
Oh, I like that.
And so, yeah, I was a little klepto.
Always provider.
I had a best friend who was a kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
And the thing about her and our situation was like, you have money. You're really doing this because you have like a psychological disorder.
See, that's what got me. I had no money. So when I was stealing, we didn't have the
real
clothes.
Motivation.
Yeah, it was real motivation. I wanted something. Yeah, it bothers me when people steal and you got stuff. It's like, what's the thrill by
that?
No, that is a mental health. Like, she's banned from Sephora.
Really?
Yes,
because she got like three kids.
Because wow. She's reformed, but she stole so much shit from Sephora, and I was like, bitch, ask. I would have bought it for you. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
She got arrested at the Sephora in New York City. Like, that is hardcore. You went to New York City jail? Like,
damn.
Shit.
Have y'all ever been in jail? I've never been in jail.
You've
been in jail?
Babes goes to jail all the time.
Yeah, no jail.
That's her secret. Can you imagine? No. She follows all the rules.
Exactly.
Megan would be the last person.
Follower, you such, guys, it's ridiculous.
Do you have a secret, though, baby?
I do have a secret.
Can you tell us?
I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And my dad was ordering ice cream from the ice cream truck that would, like, go through neighborhoods, uh-huh. and you would buy bulks of ice cream. And he bought the strawberry shortcake one on a stick that was, like, covered in those pops.
Yes.
And he put it in the freezer. And I've always been thick. You know what I mean? Some people would call it fluffy. I call it thick as fuck. Anyway.
That was an interesting story, that girl, because you were skinny as hell. Because if you were to compare yourself to any girls in my neighborhood, girl, you were skinny, girl.
Thank you.
Raven and everything else you was on. Girl, you were skinny. You just had titties.
I did have titties.
Yeah,
in Hollywood, I was...
They thought you was thick. Wasn't that crazy? Yeah. How they fuck with your head like that?
Still fucks with my head anyway.
Okay.
So this was before I even got on that story. Yeah. This was like middle school. So I am... Every night I would come home from school... And my parents weren't there because we had a chain of vending machines.
Mm.
And my dad, I don't know where he was. But my mom and brother would, she would pick him up from school and they would go around the city and fill all the vending machines with like hot fries and honey buns and all these kind of things. So I was at home by myself. I got into some other things. But then I opened the freezer and I was like, this looks good. Let me taste this. That shit was delicious. And I would go upstairs and I would eat it while watching television. And then kind of... did this every day, maybe twice a day sometimes. And I think within the next 2 weeks, my dad brought everybody into the house. He was a mess. He was very angry all the time. And he's like, who ate the ice cream?
Not me.
I did not eat that ice cream. Not me.
Not me.
Kept that secret for 3 to 4 years. He found a wrapper in my backpack, hit me at the head, upside the head with a book. And he was like, you kept it? You, OJ, you kept that secret for that long? I say, yes.
Oh, you kept the wrapper for that long, too?
That's what
Listen.
This bitch loses everything. The fact that you were able to keep a wrapper for 4 years.
You kept the evidence?
I had multiple backpacks. And so as I switched them out, you know, you tuck it in the side. Because I couldn't put it in the couch and I couldn't put it in the trash can because the parents would see it.
Yeah, you buried it in the trash.
You weren't a real thief. Everybody,
no!
The
I was just a fat girl.
Department bags I used to get, girl. After I emptied them out, you would think I'd say, let me keep this for the next time I go steal. Smart. Nah, girl, those were in the trash.
Yeah.
I was environmentally safe.
You have to burn them.
You gotta burn.
I didn't. I wasn't smart enough, you guys, which is why I got hit with a book about it afterwards. But yeah, that's my biggest secret that I finally told later. My mom was like, you are crazy.
Okay.
I have a food one, too. I ate an entire loaf of bread and an entire jar of peanut butter. And my dad then came into the kitchen. He was like, where the hell's the bread? I want a piece of toast. And I was like, the dog ate it. And he was
No. We're not finishing this story. My wife the other day did this. You guys, my wife and these
You did this again?
What did I do? No. She was driving in the car and she had to scratch her foot or something. So she puts her foot up She puts her foot up on the dashboard.
It's always a lie.
And she puts her foot up on the dashboard and she accidentally swerves into the next lane. And this guy's
Ray
like,
was not even in the car.
There's a bee. There's no bee. You put your foot up here while you were driving. There's no bee. My wife can come up with a cover story like
this is
that.
She good at gaslighting.
I don't gaslight her.
That was a gaslight. You said it was a bee, and she was in the passenger seat.
Raven wasn't in the car.
Oh, I thought you were in the car.
This is what happened. That moment happened, and when I swerved, and this man in his very big Mercedes got very mad at me for swerving, and I was like, you're right. I was wrong. But I played out the whole thing. Had I actually hit him, what I would have had to tell the cop, I would have said, listen, there was a bee in the car, and I swerved to avoid the bee because I'm allergic to bees, and if I get stung, anaphylactic. And then, like, we're all...
Worse for me. Then I go test you to know.
Exactly.
Would you like some water?
I would. I'm thirsty. You saw I was like this.
I know.
Do we have any more water?
That view cup is not... So for the first time ever, we are going to do a little segment, a little fun game called Sip or Spill.
Ooh, fun.
Okay. I'm going to read off a few different scenarios, and we're going to decide if we would keep the secret, sip, or tell the secret, spill.
I love it.
Okay. A friend has a huge, very visible tattoo that they designed and are proud of, but you noticed it's misspelled. Sip or spill?
Spill, girl, and I'm going to laugh at him.
For sure. Same.
I'm going to laugh. I'm like, you dumb hoe. You didn't spell check. But the real truth is that in my life, because I don't know how to spell, that would be me.
I don't know how to spell either.
What trauma did we have?
A lot,
girl. A lot.
Oh, shit. Okay, you're going good.
Okay, well, you didn't answer.
Oh, I'm laughing. I'm never going to tell him.
Okay.
Are you not going to tell him?
Oh, hell no. That's hilarious. Okay. Just for me.
Your friend confesses to you that they cheated on their partner, who is also your very close friend and doesn't know. You're spilling.
I'm totally telling my friend that they got cheated on. I'm not doing that.
But they're both
your
friends.
But you said they're both my friends.
Yeah.
Which one's more your friend? There's always one.
Yeah, okay. Because this is tricky.
This is tricky.
So in this case, I am going to spill, but I'm going to do what I know how to do, and I do it very well, Trey will tell you. I will get them both to eventually get in the room and share it.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, because I would do something like this. I'd be like, knowing that they're both messing around, I'd be like, oh, well, if you come in at 12, why don't y'all just come together? And to be like, well, who are you riding with? And it's like,
that's very kind.
They'll piece it together.
That's beautiful.
But I will do the things to make them piece it together.
I love that.
Okay. Yeah.
I would kind of do that too.
Yeah.
I would figure out how to maneuver.
Yeah, like maneuver. Y'all gonna learn today. Yeah.
I'm not that friend. I'm texting you. He fucking around. Let's go.
But the other friend, your friend too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be fucking around. Let's go.
Cheers. That would be a little bit of my maneuvering is I would somehow figure out how to get one of the people to come clean.
Yeah, one of them. That's what I would do. They're going to come clean. Yeah. Because the thing is that one of the friends, like both my friends, they're going to be mad at me because I knew. So that's why I'm like, y'all got to tell each other.
Yeah. You're helping throw a surprise party, and the guest of honor asks you directly if something's going on. They hate surprises.
Tell. I hate surprises, and bitch, if anybody ever throws me a surprise party, I'm going to cuss you the fuck out.
There you go.
I don't want it. Amen? I'll tell you. You heard him. He said he would tell me.
Yep.
Listen, I don't even like the surprise at the end of a movie. I want to know the ending before.
Oh, damn.
Am I lying?
You're a control freak.
Yes, I am, girl.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, I am, girl.
Wear that
tell
badge
me, I don't
proud.
Want none of that surprise. So, bitch, if you ask me, bitch, and I know you don't like, if I know you like surprises, then I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
But if I know you don't like surprises, bitch, I'm going to be like, girl, yeah, it's at Tuesday at 2. Girl, this is the attire, so you come cute. Okay?
There you go.
I'm going to sip. I'm going to keep it. I tried to throw my wife a surprise party. It was very difficult. And
Like surprises, though?
Do you want me to? No. And do you want me to tell the biggest secret right now?
Yeah.
I knew.
How'd you know? Why did you still act the way that you did if you knew?
Because she was making you happy.
She was making you happy.
Because I was so unhappy about it. But I knew. I had found out
why were you so unhappy about it?
Because I hate surprises. And I was just like, and then
Your sister told me to do this.
I know. It was her fault. But I found out. And I knew.
Who told you?
I don't remember how I found out. But I found out.
But you knew.
But
you
I knew.
My wife was so funny. It's like, surprise! I need to go to the grocery store, and then leaves her whole entire surprise party.
Really?
For like 20 minutes to go to the grocery store.
I wasn't. Yeah, I just.
Everybody was like,
See, that's why if I knew you, I'd be like, girl, so they throwing a party. Okay, so listen, come prepared. Get an hour before.
Yeah.
Like, girl, like, this is what Raven wearing, girl. So, like, just, like, match the outfit, girl. You
totally.
Know what I mean?
And I need you in my life.
And then, like, before you walked in, I'd be like, okay, this is who's here. Do you need me to move anybody to the back?
Right.
I do all of that. And so then when you come in, you see the people you want, and you'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm happy. And the people you don't want is in the back. Girl, you already got your crew. That's who I am, girl. I'm a spiller.
I was really going through something that year. I'm sorry. I'm taking this moment to apologize to you because I don't even.
Hey, look me in the eye and say,
I'm really sorry.
You are.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm sorry. Because it was really sweet of you.
I really tried.
You really tried. I think Mimi told me.
I think my sister told me. Anyway, keep going.
It was Chris.
This is not about us.
I've blocked it out. Okay.
It can be. I'm here to navigate this conversation for you. So maybe talk about it. Tell us.
Okay, I'd like to talk about it.
So. I think we're going in.
Listen, I normally don't do big parties.
Yeah.
Especially for someone who's expressed that they're control freaks a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I confided in her sister to say, like, hey, what should we do? She's like, she's never had a surprise party. She's always wanted it. And we worked really hard. I was like, you sure? And I remember saying, are you sure? Yes, we'll do it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And it really did hurt my feelings the way my wife showed up to the party and, like, left. And I was a good partner. I took her you to took the me. Grocery
we
store.
We left together.
And then did what you, yeah.
And did what we did with her. But then I was just like, literally, she didn't know, but I'm literally apologizing to everyone at the party. Like, I'm sorry she left. She did this. And it was...
I apologize too, to everyone.
It was
I
a lot of
so, so Mimi, your sister, mm-hmm. is the one who did this.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the person who really needs to be apologizing is Mimi. So hold yeah. on. We have Mimi here. Mimi, come on out!
Oh my god, Mimi!
Okay. Welcome to the Karamo Show. We just switched this whole shit up now, okay?
This is so great. I love it. Okay, Mimi would be like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
But this is my sister. What the fuck, Biggie? Okay. My nickname is Biggie. Oh my god, hilarious. It was great. I did leave. I love you too. I don't know. Surprise parties. I do want another one.
No, you're not getting one.
Okay, no.
I just want to plan it. I just want to
that,
plan it.
I know that logic totally.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody explain it to me, please.
So me being able to be involved in my surprise party allows it to be a great surprise party.
Yeah. Like me getting to tell you everything that I want is, yes. And then it's perfect.
This
like,
is why great. I told you I would text you and say this so you could be like, no, I want this here, yeah. This is there.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh my God.
You guys. It literally is not a surprise party then. It's literally just a party.
No, because it's a surprise for y'all.
Yeah. We're surprising you. That's exactly.
Like, yeah, it's a surprise party.
Let's ask the next question. I can't wait okay. with this logic right
Your
now.
Your friend's kid told you a huge family secret by accident. No one else knows, including their parents.
Oh, I'm sipping it. I'm keeping it forever and looking everybody in the Ooh. Eye, dead into their soul. I know what you did, bitch.
Oh, no. The oh, I'm kid.
A kid. It depends. That's hard.
It depends because, like, my best friend Ray has a kid, and she told me something that she did, and I immediately was like, hey, watch it. I was like, but don't let her know. This is the way you got to get into it, because sometimes, you know, one secret with the kid, then it turns into 14 secrets, and so, you know,
yeah.
a little bit of intervention. But you go look in her eye and like be like, little bitch, I know your secret.
Exactly. Because I also pride myself on being like auntie. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, got you're going to get yeah, cussed out that. Because you did the bad thing, yeah. but I'm also going to say, hey, eventually you're going to have to tell.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep it until you do, but yeah. I expect you to tell it before you turn 18.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to keep it so that when we're in the room with your family, I can be looking at you like this. Mm-hmm.
No.
She loves that.
I'm going to spill it. I'm going to tell the parents, but I'm going to help the parents. I did this recently. I'm going to help the parents navigate it so that the kid doesn't know that I told, but they can also be aware.
That's very
yeah,
nice.
So that's what I did.
So
yeah.
much. You have kids.
Yeah, so that's why. Yeah, right. You are kind of like, because you want to make sure they know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes
I'm
sense.
I'm not a good auntie, I guess.
You're a great auntie. You guys, let's toast.
Toasty!
Today on Tea Time,
yes.
we are toasting to Oliver Oliver Widger. Oliver is a 29-year-old guy from Oregon.
What up, Oregon?
Who has a dream to sail the world. After learning he had a spinal condition and being told it could one day lead to full paralysis, Oliver quit his corporate job, liquidated his 401k, bought a sailboat, and started to teach himself how to sail. A year later, on April 30th, Oliver set sail with his pet cat, Phoenix, along for the ride. Their first journey, a 25-day, 2,400-mile-long voyage from Oregon to Hawaii, which they have now successfully completed as of this past Saturday, which, I don't know, it's now many Saturdays away for you. So amazing, Oliver. Go live your
He's
life.
He's definitely not a wigger, because let me tell you something. Ain't no nigga getting on a boat when I found out I got paralysis, bitch. Let me stay at the house. We're going to find something else to do, okay, girl? So, bitch, let me find out, let you know. Bitch, that's the stupidest shit I ever heard, girl. Live your life. But that's so dumb, girl. And you took your cat on that journey? I'm so dumb with this.
Phoenix.
I'm so dumb with this.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. Oh, girl, this is like, get a plane ticket.
Get a plane ticket. Who do you want to go, girl? Like, the boat ride.
You
over here rolling and shit with a parrot. And the cat's like, why am I here? Like, what I do? And bitch, what I do?
Yeah. On another note, Oliver, I'm really proud of you on the other side of it.
Other side.
Okay, because yep. a lot of people will get very bad diagnoses, and then their brain slows down their healing process faster than if they actually did sell their 401k and go out and
live your life.
So I'm really proud of you for going out there and
sailing the ocean blue
and making it, because that's dangerous, bruh.
Yes, yeah. I mean, dangerous. I'm just saying, I want you to live your life. I'm proud of that too, but that just wasn't the way to do it. That wasn't a look.
That was hilarious.
But if that was your dream, not with a cat. Like, that's really what I'm mad about, girl. You could have did it on your own. I don't know why people want to drag their pets in the shit. I love animals.
Always. They always want to drag their cats. Don't. Just don't do it.
Don't.
We learned yesterday why. from that.
Oh, yeah. We like to anamorphosize animals.
Have you seen Tracy Morgan recently?
No.
It was very interesting.
How's Tracy Morgan look? Let me see Tracy Morgan.
Cromo, thank you so much for being here. This has been absolutely wonderful.
We love you.
I love you all.
We love you.
Please, I'll come back anytime. Y'all are a good time.
Yes. Please tell us where we can find you and what's going on. And
you can find me on Netflix for season 10 of Queer Eye. That's going to be coming out very soon.
Yeah,
so you can find me syndicated nationally around this country or on Bravo or E for my daytime talk show, Cromo. Or you can find me on this amazing podcast, this is the best place to find you right here.
You're going to come back, and I'm going to have your like potential new dates for you.
If you have dates set up for me, I'm telling you, I will take it so serious.
This is not even a joke. I'm taking it seriously, too.
Like, yeah, I want to let you know, like, I'm seriously, like, I sign up for apps. I'm on apps. I'm, like, actively dating and going out and, like, trying. Like, I'm about to be 45. I'm ready to settle down and find my person.
And have your baby girl.
And have my baby girl.
Let's do this.
I'm ready.
I love it.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a comment down there if you're a good match for Cromo. And even if you're not, leave a comment. We love you guys. See you next week.
Yeah, that part.
I love that. I'm telling you, I don't mind me a day.